we just can't make this up.
Brought to you by the Village of Briarcliff. Perfect for a girls' night out. Places such as Piropos for dinner and Pino's Palette for painting, drinking, and having fun make for an unforgettable night only at the Village at Briarcliff. Rocket wants us to go do that Pino's Palette with him. I said, I can't paint when I'm sober. Add some wine.
I can barely write my name.
I'm so into this plan, you guys.
I think it would be fun as an experiment to see how much worse I can paint when I add wine to
and
the
then
picture.
Maybe just give away our paintings?
No, that's my creation, Rocket. I put my heart and soul into that. A woman in England, she recently called 911. Technically, there it's 999. That's their version of 911. But it wasn't because of an emergency. She had a question in her kitchen.
Hello, ambulance, patient breathing. Hello, I need some advice, darling, please. Is the patient breathing?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right,
patient.
I just need some advice.
What advice is it that you need?
I've got a box of eggs in the fridge. One of them was cracked, and the box has been open in the fridge overnight. Can you keep the box of eggs open in the fridge?
This is the ambulance service. We can't advise you about eggs, I'm afraid.
That's weird. You think Adele would know how to take care of her eggs. A man in Florida was arrested for theft after he stole several exotic fish from a pet store earlier this month, and he did it in a unique way, shoving them down his pants.
The boyfriend came to this fish tank over here, pointed at a fish, said, oh, that's a really cool fish, and then ran out the door. I immediately went to where I saw them last, and I noticed that there was droplets of water coming from the tank. I knew there was missing fish.
I think it's probably the first call I've ever heard where somebody stuffs live fish down their pants and then flees the scene.
I love that so much. And this is going to be exciting and disturbing all at the same time, wrapped up with a little bow. Remember Barney the Dinosaur?
Yes.
An actor.
I know you do.
I do, because this is when I used to babysit Rocket's daughter. She wanted to watch these all day long. All day. So an actor named David Joyner played Barney from 1991 to 2001. Pretty sweet gig when you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Had to put on this costume, dance around with kids, and get paid a lot of money. Well, where is he now? I'll tell you. David Joyner, formerly Barney the Dinosaur, is now a tantra massage specialist and spiritual healer, which means that Barney basically has sex with people to unblock their energy. His sessions cost $350 each. He only works with women, and he has about 30 clients right now whom he calls his goddesses.
That's why you don't trust people in a costume.
We just can't make this up.
KMXV, Kansas City.
Okay, let's go.
Transmitting live from the heart of Westport.
What's good? This is Nicki Minaj.
It's Katy Perry.
One Direction.
Hi, I'm Adele.
This is the sound of Kansas City's number one hit music station,